Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I'm Kimberly Burn saying good morning at 9:30 a.m. by M. And today's guest is Michael Corbett. He's been on Young and the Restless, Sis for Tomorrow, Venice the Series, and he exits the producer of Hollywood, me and we talk about Henry, and I want to know when that is coming back, and he's a producer of Extra Manson and Millionaires, and also, may I remind people that he started the business at 16, and he was voted Daytime Most Lovable Cat by People Magazine. How many people can really say that? I mean, you know, and on those Michael's here, yay! Okay, so people, welcome Michael Corbett. Okay, he's been on Sis for Tomorrow, Venice the Series, and he exercises produced one of my favorite shows, Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry on E! He also does Extra Manson and Millionaires. And, FYI, Michael started his career on Broadway and transitioned to television and in People Magazine. Michael was voted Daytime Most Lovable Cat. Well, I agree. Even now, he's hot. So let's welcome Michael.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning. Welcome to Daytime After Dark in quarantine. Stay at home order 448 days. I actually looked it up, Michael. I don't know what made me do it, but I was just curious or dumb at the same time. So, yeah. So, are you guys back in studio with Extra and Millionaires and the Manson Show? Are you guys doing it from your house?
A little bit of both. Extra is, we have some people in, we have a couple of the hosts that are in studio every day, and then a lot of my stuff I'm recording from home, and then we zoom it into the show. So I've been able to be home and work from here while the show is going on and continuing on. And then all of the weekend shows, which are the, all the Mansions and Millionaires for Extra, those are all shows that we were able to shoot right before the lockdown for COVID. So you'll see, I'll travel all over the world and you'll see those shows. Like this weekend, we'll have a lot of celebrity real estate from around the world. Last weekend I was in Tahiti and showing off some amazing places there. So, It's been great to be able to have those shows to be rerunning while we're not able to travel.
Exactly. But every time I look at one of those, and how perfect the Manson though and everything makes me just want to get on the airplane and go. I mean, I think this is, you probably agree with me, but this is the year no one will ever forget.
This is the year we all want to forget, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you know, we will never forget it. And And you would gain so much good feedback when they were re-airing the Young and Restless stuff, when they ran out of episodes. And, like, I got addicted to you all over again, and it made me think, why didn't you just go back to YNL? I mean, I was thinking this in my head while I was watching those episodes, because I didn't see, like, every episode you were in, but now with the lockdown, it kind of, you know, I did. And I really think they should bring you back, because, number one, I want you back there, and number two, I want you back there. So, you know, that should count for something. And, you know, I mean, the character you played, you know, David Kimball, you know, I thought you were, like, one of the best characters, and the way you did everything, it was just amazing. So would you ever close the door on going back to daytime?
You know, I probably would. Yes, I loved playing David Kimball on Young and the Restless. That we go, it was so much fun. I couldn't wait every day to get the script to see what crazy, scandalous thing he was going to do next, because he was such a great character, and even though he's considered a villain, I never thought of him as a villain. I just thought of him as a guy that was, he would do anything to get ahead, and I think that was or survive. So I think that was what was really fun about him. And yes, I have been contacted by many, many people asking, am I going to go back on the show? Is David Kimball coming back? The main reason is because, as you saw in the show that got re-airing, which I was very excited to know that was one of the first storylines that they were showing again. But they actually showed that he went into this trash compactor, but you never know who was finally in there. You think David died in there, but they never investigated further. So
exactly.
We don't know if
David
slipped out the back.
But when you kind of die in a trash compactor, I mean, even the best writer in the world couldn't really say, oh, that wasn't him.
Carly, you're assuming that was him that died in a trash compactor. You don't know. He went in. Was there someone else sleeping in there?
Did he grab somebody else
and throw them in the back? So there could have just been some, you know, transient person in there sleeping, and David got out the back, and the other person got scrunched. They never identified the hand. They never went any further than that. So you never know.
Well, I would love to see you back on, and my buddy, Zayetti Peck. I don't know if you guys were on at the same time. He played Cole, Zayetti Peck, and we are really good friends. And I've been saying for years, bring back Cole, bring back you, bring back Ryan. But you can't bring back Ryan Scott Weeks because he died. So everyone that I would say, let's go back, you know?
Yeah, so that's the nice thing about my character is that you don't know. You don't know if that was really him that died in the trash compactor. So, and there's a lot of good stuff going on. Nina comes back once in a while, and David's always wanting to even the score with her, even the score with certainly with Cricket, with Jill, and of course, young Philip is now. Isn't Philip now with the FBI?
Philip is.
I
want to say he's off the show. he's off the show, and maybe he's in the FBI.
Yeah, something like that. I know someone's in law enforcement that somehow they could have been digging around.
David's messing me, yes. So,
yeah.
You know, David's always correct. Well, not always, but 95% of the time, David's correct. And but do you have any moments on it? I mean, I know you and Christoph worked together, right? Back in the day?
We were.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there at the same time as Chris.
Yeah, my former TV husband. You know, you guys were great on screen. And I'm trying to remember all night. And Zaretti never got back to me last night, Zaretti. If you guys were in scenes together. And,
no,
I
don't think we really ever, in some of the bigger, like, you know, either party scenes or some of the big scenes where there are a lot of cast members, yes. But we never had a storyline together.
Okay, well, he told me to tell you hi. You know, because he's a really great friend to the show, and he saves me all the time. And I want him back on Young and the Restless, kind of like how I want you back on. But for you, is, you know, unless I can come up with a storyline, I'm tempted to survive right now, a whole storyline, how to make good for you with a trash compactor, and maybe I can think of a really creative way. Maybe I can.
Oh, yeah, I think people have sent lots of different ideas to me that, you know, someone started poking around in law enforcement and discovered that maybe David Kimball was off in some other city doing something, and they start to investigate, and David gets wind of it and comes back to try to stop it. So there's lots of good things that he could come back and cause a lot of trouble. It'd be lots and lots of fun. Or maybe he's a new person. Maybe he comes back to apologize for all the horrible things he did. Who knows?
Well, maybe I don't want you to apologize because, you know, sometimes you need a villain who was also misguided. Both, I think, in your case, you were both lovable and you were a villain, both. And I think that's a great character play on soaps, in my opinion. Oh, David said you could come back as his twin brother.
Yep.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would go back to a soap. That would be lots of fun. I could squeeze it in.
So my next question doesn't have to do with Vina. It has to do with my obsession with Hollywood Medium. And when are we going to get new episodes of that, Michael? Because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting very patiently. And I want to know when we are going to see Tyler again.
Well, obviously because we've had the pandemic and we've had this COVID, so we haven't been shooting. But I can tell you, and this is confidential, just between you and everybody who's listening, that we will be starting up pre-production for the next season within the next month.
Oh.
So we're going to be back at it soon.
Well, I have a little favor for you to think on. Since you produced the show, I read Tyler's books. I have read everything about Tyler, and I think I would do a great interview with him. And, you know, since, you know, really, we don't know in November if Tyler's going to be able to come to the Seattle thing. I mean, do we know that yet?
No,
I mean, we
are hoping, he's definitely going to be doing that show in Seattle, but because of the restrictions, we don't know yet. All his shows from his tour have been, they've not been necessarily, they haven't been canceled, they've all been postponed. like every other performer out. So as soon as the restrictions are lifted, all those shows, he's going to be fulfilling all those shows. So we hope he can start tour again in November, but I don't know. I don't know that things are going to be, clear to be able to
clear.
Beginning of next year.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they have opened up all casinos here. Granted with that, but it's so limited capacity right now. And
exactly.
Seattle is still on phase one. I feel like we are going to be on phase one until 2022 at this point. And
yeah.
I shouldn't say that, but this is the first time in my life, Michael, I've stayed home all summer long. I mean, it's like I'm back being 15 and I'm grounded. But for once in my life, I didn't do anything. Like when I was 15,
That has been the case for everybody. It's been a whole new world, and we really don't know where it's going. It obviously hasn't all been handled very well, so it's not really gotten under control yet. So, unfortunately, we're all suffering, and we'll probably have to suffer a little bit longer. So,
I don't think
Tyler will be back on the road.
Yeah, and I know whenever please think about letting Tyler come on, because I think he will be a really good guest. And besides, he's so cute and handsome,
Is
this another one to add on here? And I should let the boys on, because if I don't, I'm never going to hear the end of it. And I will be hearing that I hug the guest, but it's actually my so technically I could, but since I kind of promise until COVID is over, I will be nice and unselfish. So with that, I will bring on David.
Yep. Well,
hey, David.
What?
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been out here in quarantine in Florida, going crazy. I'm doing all right. There was the toughest storms and everything, but I'm doing all right. I'm a big fan of your character, David Kimball. I think you did a great job.
I really enjoyed playing him. He was he's really lots of fun to play. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. With you worked on so many things. What was it like working on Search for Tomorrow?
Search for Tomorrow. I loved working on that show. It was at a wonderful time. Then that we had so many great, Olympia Dukakis, John Glover, Jane Krakowski, so many wonderful people came out of that show when I was on it. It was such a great time and fun storylines, and I got to work with three different girls who were all my wife at the same time, Cynthia Gibb. Then Liz Schwackhammer became the character of Susie. Lisa Peluso was another wonderful actress who was on the show then. Susan Scannell. There were just some great people at the time, and I had a blast doing that show. It was a really great company of people.
Yeah, that great show. Yeah. I used to watch all the time. Yeah, I worked You have with Marie Cheatham on there.
Oh, and Marie, of course, Marie. Oh my God, who could forget Marie?
Yeah, she's been on the show a couple times. She's a big girl, yeah. Also, you were on King of Queens. What were you like working on that?
King of Queens. that it was really fun. I got to do a couple of episodes with them, with Kevin James, who's just so funny. I mean, just he's just a funny guy. So we would rehearse, and everybody would crack up laughing because I was playing, at the time, I was playing the head of CBS. And the network, and of course, misunderstanding that I was the head of CBS, and he kept thinking I was the head of CVS, the drugstore. So he kept talking about how great our toilet paper is, and I'm like, no, it's not CVS, it's CBS.
Yeah.
Oh. So it was very fun, a really nice experience. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. My last thing, okay, we have a birthday party next year for Cardi, and I want to invite you to it. Be available.
Oh, wow.
It's not into June.
And yeah. But David inviting everyone early, and who knows, by June we might be out of this COVID, but we could be still in it. Who knows? Any more questions before I bring on Bobby?
No, but you're always welcome to come back anytime. You and I'm Tyler. But thanks for talking to me. My questions. I appreciate it.
Great. Of course. Thanks, David.
Okay. Let me bring on my little Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how are you doing this morning out on the West Coast, or is it from where I am, afternoon?
I'm actually today. I'm in Palm Springs, so I'm not in LA. I'm in Palm Springs, but I got to tell you, it's 114 degrees here today.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I heard it got very hot around Death Valley yesterday. I think they broke a record.
Yeah, it's pretty hot on the West Coast everywhere. So I had to get up. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning so I could go bicycle riding, get my exercise in early because you don't want to be out 114 degrees.
No. Anyways, I want to say I think it was great that CBS re-aired your episode a while back.
Yeah,
and
that was exciting. It was fun for me to watch.
Yeah, because I have said on Instagram to a lot of former YNR, Bone Beautiful, and GH stars past and present, that it was great just to see their old selves on daytime or from a different show. Because I kind of realized it was kind of a little weird. Also, because I think, as I said, wrote to Sharon a while back, that was kind of weird just to see Jeannie Cooper and Christoph St. John on the show at that time when they're no longer with us.
Very interesting looking back.
Yeah, I'm sure that Mia and Corbett is getting those royalty checks right now, even as we speak.
I haven't seen any yet, but we'll see if they come.
Who knows, maybe CBS will just offer you a job back on YNR like Carly said, but I don't know how they're going to do that, depending on how the storyline is, but judging from what you said, it looks like it might happen, but
there's been a lot of talk about it.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of YNR and Bone Beautiful stars, did you get a chance to work with Heather Tom when she was Victoria before she ended up becoming Kate on Bone Beautiful?
Say that again?
Did you work with Heather Tom or were you on at the same time Heather was on when she was Victoria before she became Kate on Bone Beautiful?
Yeah, I worked with Heather for a long time, and I see her every year at the Daytime Emmys. I've known Heather for so many years when she was just a very young girl, and now she's matured into this terrific actress. She's just great. A really, really strong actress. Really talented.
Yeah, I never thought. Yeah, I never thought about this until just after I brought up the question, but it would be nice to see you on Bowling Green for the reunite with her, since it's been years since you worked with her or Don on the show, and it would be nice.
Yeah, it would. I like Don very much. The nice thing is, because I do the TV show Extra, I get to be on the red carpet for the daytime Emmys all the time. So I get to see everybody, obviously not this year, but I always get to see all my old buddies. I see my people I have known for many, many years, from Days of Our Lives, from Bold and the Beautiful, and all my friends from Young and the Rest. Really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. And speaking of Extra, I just got to tell something to our program manager at our affiliate that carries Extra. They carry at 1:35 in the morning after James late night talk show on TBS. I forget the name of it. I forget his last name. Because it seems weird to put it on at that late, and I don't think I want to stay up that late to watch Extra or Entertainment Tonight or any of these other TV news shows. I mean, if I get any chance, I will probably just turn the E and watch it in between Kardashian shows.
Right. Well, it really depends. What city are you in?
Oh, what? Well, I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and our Raleigh affiliate that carries the Young and the Restless is WNCN, CBS 17
yeah.
from Raleigh.
Yeah, you know, for a lot of the news programs, the news magazines like Extra and Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood, some, even though we're usually on like 7 o'clock during the week and
mm-hmm.
then my weekend are usually
weekend. Well, we ended up getting stuck with back-to-back episodes of Judge Judy, but that's okay.
Oh, yes, it's usually
what you were saying before I interrupted you? I'm sorry to interrupt you on that.
For Extra generally airs around 7 o'clock during the week. And then on weekends, for example, like in Los Angeles, my Mansions and Millionaires, Extra's Mansions and Millionaires, will air this weekend at 9 o'clock on Fox in Los Angeles. But sometimes the affiliates move things around to, you know, they have a choice to move things around. So it's not – there may be some affiliates like Raleigh that have moved the show to a different time slot.
Right, because for years when WRAL, which is now a NBC affiliate, was a CBS affiliate, they had put YNR on 4 o'clock against Oprah. And then when Oprah ended her run and they started running 4 o'clock news on the ABC station – they went head to head for a while, and now CBS 17 has it on at 4 o'clock since it became a CBS affiliate.
Yeah,
I like the 4 o'clock spot because it gave me a chance to watch it live. And since Pop no longer carries the episodes replay, and I don't have enough money for the CBS All Access, that would be probably my only way to watch it unless I DVR it, but. I have thought about doing that a few times, but I don't want to be watching all 4 shows live or on tape and being up until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning watching all 4 shows and going back and forth or pausing or watching it again or anything like that.
I know. I hear you. I hear you.
Okay, Bobby.
Anyway, it's been great to talk to you, and I'll let Carly finish out the interview. And you're welcome back anytime, like David said.
Yes,
thank you.
Because if you don't come back, the boys will, I don't know, what they will do to me, and I don't want to find out. But I have 2 more questions. Okay, so have we heard anything about Katy Perry going into labor or anything? Because I read the People magazine, and she looked like she's ready to pop. Any day with Orlando Bloom's baby, and I think America had the right to know. So have you heard anything?
No, you know, I'm sort of out of that loop. So no, nothing.
Oh. I was hoping you would say yes.
I do have to jump because I gotta be on a big conference call for.
Okay, yes, Michael, please come back. Come back anytime, and if you need to promote anything, come back.
You got it. I would love to, and maybe next time I come back, you never know. I might have some soap opera story to tell you. So we'll see, right?
Cool. Okay. Thank
you.
Have a good day, sir.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks,
okay.
Charlie.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so,
as always, you have provided some of the great interviews, and David is booking them pretty good. You're doing a good job, David.
Well, actually, I booked it once.
Excuse me? David did
I don't know about anything that happened in between our chats off air or at this time.
I just want to say a couple of things. Number one, Michael was saying that Palm Springs is 114. Well, today we will be in the 80s again. Over the weekend, we almost made it to 100. We almost broke our record from 11 years ago. And I'm not going to complain about the heat, okay, because all year I bitched about the rain. So, bring on the heat, you know. Actually, when it's hot, I actually sleep a little better. And my next announcement is Thursday we have the Cutie Daniel Hall coming on. And Friday, my buddy Paul Gosselin from Misguided is coming on. And who knows?
What time is it Friday?
5 o'clock. You know,
right.
I know my time.
5 o'clock West Coast?
Yes, 5 o'clock West Coast, yes. And Maggie might not be on the show, for a little while. Right now she's just going through a lot. And
I know. And my thoughts and prayers with her
she's a
family member and she had some personal issues.
Yeah, and it's been a
year. So if you're listening, you're in my prayers, Maggie. And come back.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, of course, can text too bad. And is this, I'm sorry, but 2021 or 2020, I want gone. I'm done. Every time I turn around, you guys, something bad is happening, and I'm done. I'm done with this year. I mean, if the Seahawks do not make it to football season, I will understand, because I don't want our guys in danger, because you know how I feel about my Seahawks. And number two, I want to say that Zeno Hospital, ever since they came back, has been the best friggin' soap around. I love it. I love it. And you know what?
But the only thing that they got to do is bring back the real Brooklyn that's currently on there now.
See the maternity leave. She will be back.
Okay. I know that Kelly Monaco had almost a COVID-19 scare, but I'm glad that she's back. And I would love to see Lindsay Hartley back somewhere. Maybe she can play Christina or Molly on GH, if not Sierra on Days. And because I think she would be perfect for a recast for Sierra on Days.
Will you stop
not...
recasting everyone? Okay, stop it. Okay, stop with new recast ideas.
I agree.
I cannot wait for the big one to come back. Number two, you know, yes, when you did No Interrupting Boys, or I will mute you. Okay. I think Lindsay Holman did a great job as Sam. I think the critics were kind of hard on her. Number two, Sam is on my list for doing that, splitting, getting the series to Valentine. That was unacceptable. You don't do that. And then Cyrus Renault is on the friggin' ball. No. And number two, Lucy Cole. I don't care, David, if she's your girlfriend. She suicided with the Quartermains. But no. And she thinks Cyrus is an okay guy? Okay. I never defended Zach on the show. But he had a point yesterday by saying Cyrus isn't a guy to mess with because he nearly saw Jocelyn. He saw Laura when Laura was protecting Jocelyn. Cyrus Benone got out of jail on a technicality.
Okay.
I'm not done. Okay, and sorry, this is the time. David left us.
Please call back, David. I don't know if you knew him or just hung up on him. But apparently he's gone.
We have 7 minutes to go, and I don't know why he hung up.
But what were you saying about General Hospital? I'll be quiet.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm mad at Lucy. I mean, come on, Bobby, you agree with me. She just made a deal with the devil.
Well, I agree. I mean, here's the way that fall off vampires on Port Charles for years. She have also had wardrobe malfunctions at nurses' balls in the past, and this happens. I mean, usually I'm laughing at some of these hysterical moments, but I'm not laughing at this one. This is no laughing matter.
Okay. No, David had a call. That's okay. I am so mad at Lucy. Lucy is on my list. And I am so sick and tired of everyone bashing. Oh, David's back. Okay. I am so sick and tired of people bashing on Emmy Lou as Lulu. She's been in the world for 5 years. She's doing one hell of a job. And I love it when Lulu and Sunny have seen. And you know what? Really, if they want to, Sunny or Zach, you know what? The nurses' ball would have been uninvited. Sunny has rolled underwritten the nurses' ball every year when there's been no one to take it. Zach would have done it, okay? Messing with Cyrus Benone. Lucy, I hope you get what you deserve.
I agree.
David, what do you have to comment about that?
I don't agree with everything that she does, but I still love her. If y'all say something, I still love her. I still love Lucy. She always been talking about I still love her.
Well, you know,
I'm... I don't agree with what she did, but I still love her.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't. And if you ask me if she can come on the show right now, no. The answer is no, because I'm mad at her.
I was going to say, maybe we should wait a couple of months until this storyline passes to invite her onto the show, because I didn't get a chance to talk to her last time because you noticed 5 minutes after you went off the air with her that I was calling in.
Well, yeah.
Okay, give me a chance.
And I didn't know also that you were accepting calls from us. Otherwise, I would have just joined in instead of tweeting or texting in the question.
I'm sorry, but I agree with you on that. But, you know, I'm sorry, David. I know you loved Lucy Cole, but what Lucy did was... betray Aaron, betray the Quartermain, betray Michael. And I wish yesterday Carly would have slapped the holy shit out of Valentine. I was waiting for her to come across the ball and hit him like she slapped Julian when Morgan died. I mean, Valentine needs to go. Cyrus needs to go. Sam needs to get off a little high horse, thinking that Brando did this to Jason. I think it was one of Cyrus' men, or even Cyrus himself.
Yeah.
And I, you know, today is the first day of the nurse's ball. And no, it might not seem like last year or the year before with everyone in dresses because... you know, COVID, you know, but people really, with the COVID thing, let's just be grateful that we are getting, the Mrs. Ball period, you know,
yeah.
So yes. Yeah,
yeah,
and we will be back.
But
soon.
I was talking to Wally
hey.
About and ask him a question about that. And first, he said it was going to come. It was going to be one. And I thought it would be May. And mind you, this was a week before everything shut down.
Because COVID did. I mean, if you think about it, COVID did really shut everything down like on a whim. It was like 24-hour notice, and they were shut down, you know? And, like, I'm never going to calculate ever again how long the stay-at-home order has been. The 148 days, you know, is, like, crazy. It's crazy. This whole thing is crazy. And I'm going to watch Daniel's movie tonight or tomorrow. So I have that to do. So, yes. So, but we are going
to
end it today for Carly Woman of the Voice.
Yeah,
and thank you guys
watch.
For getting up early.
Yeah.
I can't believe
yeah.
I got up early, but I got up early for Michael, so. And have a
yeah.
great day, everyone. Enjoy the view. And wash your hands. And please wear your mask. Okay?
Okay.
It takes 5 seconds to put the mask on people. And have
yeah.
a great day,
no,
everyone.
I'm probably going to watch later on today, Studio City. But I hope everybody have a great day. And we'll see you again on Thursday, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
bye guys. Have a good morning, afternoon, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye.